Ever since last November's election, the media have been on a soul-searching tour of America's Trump-supporting heartland. Their stated goal is to better understand Trump voters, but the actual coverage tends to skew towards a different question. Do you regret it yet? Exhibit A, the coverage of recent special elections in Georgia and Kansas, which the media dubbed
in a race widely considered to be a referendum on President Trump.
Pouring money and attention into Kansas made it a referendum on Donald Trump.
In both elections, the Republicans prevailed. And now the media are at it again, with the special election being held in Montana to fill the state's lone congressional seat, vacated by Republican Ryan Zinke when Trump named him Secretary of the Interior.
This is a very red state, but the fact that we're even having these conversations in places like Montana and Georgia, with the number of people and the amount of support and the percentages we're seeing for Democrats, is definitely a referendum on our president.
But according to BuzzFeed's Ann Helen Peterson, this Trump-centric approach may be hindering, not helping, our understanding of the electorate.
I think that people look at the results of someplace like Montana and see that Trump won by 20 points, and they say, that's a done deal, when a lot of the people who voted for Trump also voted for their Democratic governor.
Peterson spent a week driving through Montana and talking to voters. She found not a referendum on Trump, but something much more interesting.
On one side, you have this guy, Rob Quist, who is an actual singing cowboy.
Life seems cold and bare. Every way I will defend you.
Very classic Montanan, who is also coming out as pretty progressive. Bernie Sanders has endorsed him, that sort of thing. On the other side, you have a guy named Greg Gianforte, who just lost the governor's race to a Democrat, Steve Bullock. And he is a billionaire from Bozeman. Bozeman is kind of known as Los Angeles. It's like a place where a lot of money has come into, both in terms of tech and people having second homes. And he is being framed as someone who's not from Montana, even though he's lived there for 20 years.
Carpetbagger.
Yeah.
If you were to divine only from what the political commercials say, what would you think this race was about?
I would think this race is about guns.
And Quist doesn't support our gun rights. He said,
I fully support Second Amendment rights.
But he got caught pushing gun control.
Long before Greg Gianforte showed up here from New Jersey, this old rifle and I were here in Montana, just like my father before me.
Increasingly, it's about health care.
Did you know in Congress there are nearly 300 millionaires? No wonder their so-called health reform was just another tax break for the rich.
And in Montana, there's just so much at stake because Medicaid expansion has really helped a lot of people receive rural health care, which is a big deal there.
The issue of land rights and grazing rights.
Absolutely.
Greg Gianforte blocked access to the East Gallatin. Fences, intimidating signs, it's against the law, and it's against our values.
And I would think it's about who is and who isn't a real Montanan.
Rob Quist may be entertaining, but on the issues, he's out of tune with Montana.
I won't stand by while a millionaire from New Jersey tries to attack my Montana values.
Now, not conforming with local values is a threadbare notion that political parties like to trot out whenever possible. But among those who have made what you think are blunt and ill-conceived assumptions is the Republican National Committee, which you believe also doesn't quite get Montana. How so?
There's this piece of opposition research about Quist that emerged in a couple of different right-leaning publications. And what it was is that Quist had played at what they call the nudist resort. And there's a different attitude towards nakedness in Montana and northern Idaho, even Oregon, because there are natural hot springs all over the state. People hike in and, you know, just don't wear a bathing suit. And so the national press picked up on this piece of research and were like, oh my gosh, let's make a huge deal about the fact that Quist did this and this isn't Montana values.
Today, the RNC blasted out an email titled Not Safe for Work, writing, Rob Quist is a featured attraction at a nudist resort. Yes, that's Quist with his daughter on the homepage.
When really, a Montanan would take more offense at someone telling them what Montana values are than someone playing at a nude resort.
no outsider's going to tell us what to do or what not to do.
Yeah, and I think that's part of why the sort of more conservative values that oftentimes make their way into other races just don't play here. There's not a lot of discussion of abortion. There's not a ton of discussion of either candidate's religion, even though Gianforte is a pretty fundamentalist Christian. And so Montanans are clinging to, especially the ones who are a little bit older, they're clinging to this idea, you can't predict what we vote. We don't vote straight down ticket line. And they're not just undecided voters. They're people who are looking for a reason to vote across ticket in order to maintain checks and balances.
Can you tell me how Montanans are experiencing this race?
Yeah, I think Montanans are not used to being in the national spotlight in quite this way and have a mixture of amusement and rejection to this status. They are resistant to the idea that somehow what happens in their state should speak to larger national trends. But also, you know, there's just a wariness towards reporters in general from national organizations. A lot of times there's just a way that Montana is covered that turns it into either like a backwards place or a place where tourists go.
So you head for Montana, first stop Billings,
mm-hmm.
and you say, oh yeah, I'm from BuzzFeed, an internet news site in New York City.
So the way that I get away with reporting there is I say right away that I'm from Northern Idaho. And then I, like, say some bad things about New York. I think that's usually very helpful to let them know, you know, I'm from a place that people get wrong, too. So I have some stake in getting this place right.
Tell me about some of your more interesting encounters.
So Anaconda used to be a booming copper town. And now it's kind of hollowed out, but slowly recovering. Come out on the street, and there's a guy wearing an American flag shirt and a biker vest. And, you know, big old beard. And I'm like, huh, wonder who he likes. I walk up to him and I ask him, you know, what are your thoughts? And he says, I'm from Anaconda, which means I hate anyone from Bozeman, and I especially hate anyone from Bozeman who's a billionaire and telling me what to do. He's an old school union guy who used to fit pipe for the copper mine. And then after I talk to him for a long time, I turn around and there's a taxidermy shop. Go into this taxidermy shop, and it's, you know, it is out of this world, every kind of animal. And then this guy tells me about, okay, he voted for Trump. He voted for the Democratic governor, Bullock. But he just can't trust Quist because he's a business owner, and there's this talk that Quist didn't pay a subcontractor.
He stiffed a contractor who did work at his home.
How is that for Montana values?
And so I just had this really interesting, you know, 1-2 punch of different types of voters who are in some ways so Montana, but also belie, you know, our stereotypes of what voters look like.
Which gets to the larger question here. How do you approach these every now and then stories without resorting to cliches and fundamentally misreading the local politics?
One thing that I think most news organizations discount is looking at, okay, who do we have who's from the Mountain West? It doesn't necessarily need to be from Montana, and it doesn't have to necessarily be a political reporter. I'm a culture reporter, but politics has infused every single one of our desks. I'm currently rallying to be in the Mountain West for the time leading up to midterms because I think there's so many really fascinating stories to be told from that position. Even if I don't move there, like, those will be the sorts of stories that I'm committed to telling.
Well, you want some advice from an outsider?
Yeah, what's that?
If you can get that gig, make sure that they pay you car expenses by the mile.
Yes. Yes.
Anne, thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Anne Helen Peterson is a senior culture writer for BuzzFeed, and she just spent a whole mess of time covering politics.
This is On the Media.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.